World Cup sport of dressage. But for the elite level horses and riders who spend years, even decades, creating that perfect partnership required to reach the top of their chosen sport, the chance to compete in a world-class facility right here in the southeast is now a reality. Next weekend, we'll see the South Coast's Willinga Park host the inaugural Capricorn Australia Dressage by the Sea, and Canberra-based competitor Jodie Newell will be one of the riders strutting her stuff, and she's on the line for a chat this morning. Jodie, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Now, how significant is it to have this sort of a venue created in a regional area and so near to Canberra?
Look, it's just completely game-changing for the sport. I haven't met Terry, but what he's done for us, to put it into perspective, there's four venues in the country that currently host international dressage competitions. You've got one in Queensland, which for me is, you know, a two-day drive with my horses. There's two in Victoria, which again is a full day's drive. And then we've got one in Sydney, which the Sydney International Equestrian Centre. And look, that hosted the Sydney Olympics. It's a brilliant venue. But what Terry has done is just take it to the absolutely the next level, and the quality of the facilities and the modern improvements that he's got there, with just everyone is so excited within the industry to go and be part of it.
And as you mentioned, the travel is a big deal for a lot of competitors, and there's lots of people listening that would be horse people, not only from dressage but across a range of different disciplines, and of course many people holding down other jobs and careers while trying to pursue an elite level sort of sport in equestrian. And you have a busy job as a lawyer in Canberra, so you don't have time to travel for days and days.
Absolutely, and for us to cut that travel time, but also to have this sort of quality of facilities, for me, it lets me, you know, I only have to take 2 days off work as opposed to taking a whole week. It, you know, makes it safer for our horses and they can perform better. And my boss doesn't have to cope with me being away quite so long. So yeah, it's a win-win for all of us.
And Jodie, we've often heard when we look each time with the Olympics rolling around and there's always a bit of a focus on different sports, we've often heard that equestrian tends to be, I guess, underlooked, underfunded. A lot of people suggesting that it may have fallen off the list for future Olympics and then, you know, manages to get dragged in at the last minute. Do you think that's changing now? And are we starting to see that, particularly with our success, I guess, with eventing and things from Australian riders, that we, you know, we are playing a pretty significant role on the world stage?
Look, we've got such a strong history, 3 gold medals in eventing, team medals alone, plus individuals. That for us is the legacy we've got within that discipline. For dressage, we're on the improve, and we need to, though, broaden our horizons and increase the interest, not just in those who are dedicated to dressage, but the everyday people who may not have even been involved in the sport before. And that's also what's so exciting about what Terry's done down there with Willinga Park, because, you know, he's put in these beautiful botanical gardens and he's got this tasting village showcasing the local produce, and that all that has the opportunity to bring in people who may not otherwise have come to a dressage competition. And hopefully they will then also sit down and watch some of the world-class athletes that are competing at the same time. And you never know, we might be able to inspire some more young riders in the future.
And in fact, there's also some wonderful gourmet activities planned at the same venue for later in the year, which we'll be keeping tabs on too. But when we focus on that young rider development and also the future of dressage as a sport, it's becoming a little bit more accessible now, I understand, Jodie, for people to qualify here in Australia for international events now, because obviously it's not a case of just chucking a tennis racket in a bag and going if you've got a horse to take with you.
Absolutely, and that's something that, again, non-horsey people just don't sort of realise, that for us to put a horse on a plane to go overseas and qualify over there to represent Australia, it's a $30,000 plane trip. It takes about 40 hours. Again, the risk to the horses, because they're not made to be cooped up in a small space like that, they're quite prone to what's called travel sickness. To be able to qualify from here and not take sort of 6 months away from jobs and lives and that kind of thing. Again, I know I've said it before, but it is game changing.
And I mean, we hear a lot of people questioning horse riders and horse owners and people that compete or even just ride horses for recreation. If you're not horsey, it's sometimes easy to think maybe we're all crazy. Why do we do it? Why do you spend so many hours preparing these horses and feeding these horses and looking after them? But you sound like a pretty rational individual, Jody. Why are you in it?
Well, I like to think I'm rational, but I do question it sometimes with the level of horse involvement. Look, I was up at 6 o'clock this morning. I've worked 3 horses, and then I'm just outside the office at the moment and about to head over to the Supreme Court. I think you make time for what you want to make time for, and you spend money and your life doing things that you want to do. And once you've been involved with these beautiful creatures and you see what they can do and you're involved in their training and their development and you see the trust that they put in you, and obviously we have to trust them completely. And so once you start to get that feeling and that that's what you keep doing it for, and to train these horses. I mean, the horse I'm competing on at Willinga Park, I've had him since he was 6 months old, so he's now 12. And so that, he's not just a horse, he's part of my family and incredibly special to me. So.
It sounds like a wonderful relationship. We can't wait to see you in action next weekend, Jody. Thanks so much for sharing a bit of an insight into this wonderful sport of dressage in the lead up to that great competition happening at Willinga Park next week.
No worries, really looking forward to it.
All the best. We'll let you go to court. Thanks, Jody.
Okay, thanks.
Jody Newell there, Canberra-based dressage competitor and a lawyer as well, but she will be competing as part of that Willinga Park event, and it's happening next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and lots of different events, including a CDI, a young rider competition, and also some freestyle events as well. And you can just head to the willingapark.com.au website for all of the details of that. And we'll keep you posted on all of the other things happening around the region in coming days and in the next week as well, when we open up the Southeast Diary throughout the morning. And also, still taking your texts, 0-